Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me this morning. This Wednesday morning, we're continuing our theme of five modern misconceptions of the New Testament gift of prophecy. I believe in the gift of prophecy, but we have to understand its character, its nature, its purpose. Otherwise, we can be seriously led astray and fall into some very serious errors that cause destruction and pain. And I'll give you some examples of those this week as we go along. The misconception I want to look at today is the idea that the gift of prophecy is a permanent gift. Since we call it the gift of prophecy, so if somebody has the gift of prophecy, then they can prophesy anytime they want to. That is a misconception, that the gift of prophecy is a permanent gift that one possesses and that they can operate anytime they want to at their own initiative. Now, that has been taught. I have heard it taught. I heard a person who considered himself a prophet, and this has been some years ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he even advertised himself as a prophet. And he was talking about, he said something about how it took Pentecostals, you know, so many years or even generations to learn that they could speak in tongues at their own initiative and their own will. And that now they needed to learn that they could prophesy at their own initiative and at their own will. Friends, that is very dangerous. That is a very serious misconception. And I want to point out to you from Scripture why that is a misconception. First of all, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, a chapter on spiritual gifts. And in chapter 12, verse 1, Paul begins by saying, and this is a letter to a real congregation that are having some problems, some issues, and have fallen into some extremes in the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Paul says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." Oh, now ignorant in the English language today is a very negative, a term that would be considered an insult. The way Paul is using it, it simply means to be without knowledge, without information. So he's saying, I don't want you to be uninformed. You need to be informed and understand and know about spiritual gifts. Now, if you're looking at a King James or a New King James version of the Bible, you will see that the word gifts in verse 1 is italicized, which means it is not in the original language. Paul did not use the word gifts when he wrote this. The word spiritual gifts is a translation of one Greek word, and Paul was writing in Greek when he wrote this. It is a translation of one Greek word, pneumaticus. Now, pneumaticus is made up of the Greek word pneuma, which is the Greek word for spirit, and it has a suffix on the end, ticus, which literally means things, pneumaticus. So Paul is talking about spiritual things. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, literally, brothers and sisters, the word adelphoi, which is the Greek word translated brethren in my New King James, if you look at the NIV, I believe it has brothers and sisters. The word adelphoi was used in addressing mixed congregations of both men and women. So he literally says, now concerning spiritual things, brothers and sisters. So there's a sense where it's unfortunate that translations have translated the one word pneumaticus as spiritual gifts, because it has left the impression that Paul is talking about something that someone receives, it's theirs, and now they can do with it what they want to. But as we read on, we discover that that is not what Paul is saying. That these gifts of the Holy Spirit, including prophecy, are manifestations of the Holy Spirit that come forth at the initiative, at the will of the Holy Spirit. if you have your Bible out and reading along with me, look at verse 11. This is at the end of the section where he talks about these nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, including prophecy. He says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. And so these gifts, including the gift of prophecy, do not reside in the person. They reside in the Holy Spirit. And if you are a true believer and follower of Christ, who've been born again by the Spirit of God, and you've invited His Holy Spirit to come and live in you, then the Holy Spirit is living in you, and these gifts, they reside in the Holy Spirit, and it is the Holy Spirit who brings them forth at His time, at His initiative, at His choosing. Wow. Boy, I have seen this happen so many times in unexpected ways. Wow. And I'll just share one very quickly. Oh, it's been a few years ago. I was going to be ministering for a week in a Bible school. It was in a church in Canada. I was going to speak in the church on a Sunday night, and I was going to teach in the Bible school all that week. And so I had met this pastor, but didn't have any close friendship or relationship with him. We did not stay in touch or communicate or anything like that. But anyway, he had arranged for us to meet him at a restaurant, and this was on a Saturday for lunch. And so we met him there, and we got there first, and we're sitting there waiting for him to come. He comes in, and he sits down. And boom, without any sense that this was going to happen, the gift of prophecy manifests in the form of tongues and interpretation. He sits down. We're in a restaurant. This can happen anywhere. It's not just for church. This is for life. Sue breaks out speaking in tongues. And I had the interpretation, which was for him. And what I said to him was something like this. And he was doing a lot of ministry overseas. And I said to him, I said, God has not only called you to the world, He's also called you to Canada. Well, he was stunned. It was like, wow. He said, you know what? He said, I've got a board meeting when I leave here. He said, is it okay if I tell them what just happened? Because this was an incredible confirmation, because he went on to tell us that he had had a moral failure some time ago. He was the pastor of this church and the overseer of the Bible school. He had had a good team working under him. And he had had a moral failure. And he felt really badly about it. And he felt like he had lost the ability to have any kind of moral authority to pastor the church and so on. Even though he had repented, he felt like he had been so brought down in the eyes of the people that he needed to resign. And so not too long before this, he had resigned from being pastor. And his brother was now the senior pastor, and he had just been focusing his attention on having, you know, crusades in different parts of the world. So he said to us, he said, I have recently felt that I made a mistake, and I'm having a meeting with the board today to tell them that I believe I made a mistake by resigning being a pastor and asking them to reinstall me as the senior pastor of this congregation. And he said, what you just said was so incredible and confirming of what is happening right now today in my life. Well, my friends, Sue and I could never have planned that. It's not something we carry around, nor does anybody else. And if anybody tries to insinuate or imply that they have that ability, they're not being honest. Either they're not being honest or they are not adequately informed about the New Testament biblical gift of prophecy. These prophetic gifts come forth as the Spirit wills. And I'll just mention one other passage. It is in chapter 12, verse 7. It says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit," and it's talking about all these gifts of the Spirit, including prophecy, "is given to each one for the profit of all. But the manifestation of the Spirit," and that word manifestation, the Greek word phanerosis, it refers to something that has been hidden but suddenly comes out into the open. That is why it's translated as manifestation. So all of these gifts of the Holy Spirit, they are in the Holy Spirit. They're not in the person. The person cannot go around pushing a button and operating these when they want to. What we have to do, we have to nurture a relationship and a sensitivity with the Holy Spirit who is living in us and be sensitive to His most gentle promptings. And God can use us in incredible ways to be a blessing in other people's lives. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. Everything I'm teaching this week can be found and much more in my book, Prophets and Prophecy, available from Amazon and my website at eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, where we will continue talking about 5 modern misconceptions about the biblical gift of prophecy. God bless.